Welcome back to Mickey McKenna Show. Standing by on the Homesteader Store hotline, Homesteader Store, good people with the right stuff, Kubota Ellis Tractor and Cub Cadets, our pal Matt Kittle from Wisconsin Daily Star. Go to WisconsinDailyStar.com to find all the latest. And the latest is from Sun Prairie, the Sun Prairie School District, which likes to brag that it's a high-performing school district. It loves to say that. We're a high-performing school district. They define high-performing as 40%, 40% proficiency in reading and mathematics in the Sun Prairie School District. But they're a high-performing school district. They are a high-spending school district, about $17,000 per kid, to get 40% proficiency. I just wanted to throw that out there. Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty has got a little dashboard where you can look up how well your school district is doing with regard to academics. But Matt Kittle's got something different to talk about, and that is laundering racial discrimination. Welcome to the program, Matt.
Well, thank you, old building and loan pal. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. I'm doing very, very well. By the way, Wisconsin right now also has a Sun Prairie School District story as well, if you'd like to check that out. Inappropriate sexual content being peddled to first graders by the principal of the elementary school in Sun Prairie. Yeah. But this is different. This is Sun Prairie Area School District literally laundering money through a private organization so that they can get away with racial discrimination. What's going on?
Well, that is the allegation and the accusation. If you look at the documents, and you'll find them all up soon, published at the Wisconsin Daily Star, we'll have all of the many documents involved in this. But, you know, we see the Sun Prairie Area School District working with American Family Insurance in receiving $35,000 to fund these kinds of equity, so-called equity initiatives. And the argument from the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, Dan Lennington, deputy counsel there, as he originally went about, and the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty went about trying to get these documents, hearing that there was an exclusive trip that took 50 students to the South for a historically black college and university tour. And then through those documents, they found out that there's also a program called Dear Diary, which is open to exclusively to black middle school girls. There are the other initiatives, including a Excellence Achievement Award for black students, looks to be exclusively for black students. Now, we reached out to the Sun Prairie Area School District Superintendent. He did not return our request for comment. Neither did American Family Insurance. But the issue here that Lennington and others are seeing is what he likes to call the racial discrimination laundering, meaning that you have these woke corporations dumping in this case, $35,000 to fund this trip for students, and it is discriminatory. Based on communications between the attorney for the school district and the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, she says, well, anybody can be involved in these sorts of things, but you see clearly, they are designated. In the case of the BEAM Awards, you have to be a member of the Black Student Union. It's just another example of the kind of stuff that equity is purchasing these days in our schools.
Well, and it's illegal because it's being sponsored by the school. They're saying, well, it's private money, so it doesn't matter. So if it doesn't matter and any private organization can plunk down $35,000, can another organization plunk down $35,000 and say, I just want to target heterosexual white Christians.
Right.
And I want to give them special awards. And I want to send them on a special trip. Anybody think that any school district in the country would allow that?
No, I mean, and that's a good point. That is ultimately the core of this argument is, okay, and it's not just Sun Prairie. We've seen this in the Madison School District. We've seen it in Milwaukee. We've seen it across the state and across the country. And now we're seeing these woke corporations come in and fund what is supposed to be equity. But in the end, equity is the idea that because certain groups of people were discriminated against for years, it's now time to discriminate against other people. And any other name, that's discrimination.
Correct. Equity, people have to understand that equity doesn't mean equality of outcome. Every time I hear that, it makes me want to smack someone. It simply means that the oppressed, identified, preferred group is advantaged at the expense of the dispreferred group. That's all it means. One group gets advantages at the expense of another group. That's discrimination. Equity is discrimination. And they're getting away with a nice sounding word and people's misunderstanding of what the actual meaning of the word, that's a conservative's misunderstanding of what the actual meaning of the word is. So you've got just black students at the Sun Prairie School District. What about Hispanic students, Asian students, Native American students, white students, any special programs being funded for them?
Well, I mean, the school district can make all kinds of arguments, but in terms of the programs that we're talking about here, their argument again is that, you know, anybody can join. But, you know, how many white students are joining the black student union? How many white students are going to a trip that's designated to visit historically black colleges? I'm not saying that a white student couldn't do that or a Hispanic student couldn't do that, but they are billed as such. And let me tell you something. You talk about, you know, groups being privileged in this sort of thing. Take a look at the bill for, this field trip down south. We're talking about $41,000 spent and all kinds of different stops at restaurants, including $1,000 bills for ribs and pizza and tacos and all kinds of different things. Now, it doesn't seem like everybody got to be involved in that, but, you know, this is what's going on in these school districts.
Yeah, and the attorneys are trying to play past it. This is an attorney for the Sun Prairie School District who has a habit of sending cease and desist orders to parents who complain. Matt, it's something else in a story that is related because it's a Sun Prairie story, but a parent who is complaining about inappropriate content being presented to her first grader has been told to shut up and go away. So the Sun Prairie District Council seems to be comfortable with the idea of discrimination and foreclosing parents from making contact with government officials, because that is what school employees are.
Very troubling. And I can tell you, without going into a great many details at this point, there are more details to follow, that this is not just an isolated event. This is something that is happening around the state. And it's not only happening, unfortunately, to parents and to citizens, it's happening to media outlets as well.
Cease and desist orders to media outlets?
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain how anybody would say that that makes any sense whatsoever? You're the press, they're the government.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you kind of talked about it earlier on in our conversation, that the left doesn't see anything wrong with certain conduct. And that conduct includes disadvantaging someone else because some group got disadvantaged, or ripping up the First Amendment because they don't agree with the message. I mean, that's what we're seeing across the country. And woke America, back to our original point, is subsidizing it.
Absolutely. Woke corporations are subsidizing this. This is not the market. These are the executives of woke corporations making it very difficult to unplug America from the discriminatory, hate-based, tribalist nightmare the left wants to bring us to. That's, I mean, you know, I know people are saying, well, Vivek Ramaswamy can't become the president. There's no way he's going to win. And that's probably true. But you know what he's talking about? This stuff, exclusively about this stuff. And that is, this is not the free market at work. This is government partnering with very powerful corporations to foreclose freedom and fair treatment for other people.
On that topic, would you mind if I offered a shameless plug? Because at the Iowa Daily Star today, I did an interview with Mr. Ramaswamy. We talk about his presidential aspirations, obviously declaring yesterday. But he wrote the book, Woke Incorporated, on this very point. And it's just growing since that book was published.
Yeah, by the way, he has put out a platform that if you know, right now, there's some people on the right are attacking him. And I'm thinking, why not just steal his platform? You know, why not just be as passionate about destroying the rigged, fake free market that is nothing more than multinational globalism designed to hijack our ability to have representative government and do stuff at all levels of it, including at your kid's school system, to do things that are fundamentally against America, against our ideals, against our Constitution, and our value system.
Well, I'm going to talk to him tomorrow, and I'm going to ask him the question, why do you think the right is criticizing you when they're supposed to be proponents of the American ideal, freedom, capitalism, of those sorts of things, unencumbered by wokeism?
Now that WisconsinDailyStar.com has this story, and the other story about the elementary school child being exposed by the principal directly to inappropriate sexual content, I fully expect that the Dane County Republican Party will put out a statement and begin to actually act like it cares about these issues that are going on in our community. That would be something. Instead of saying nothing, or in some cases the Republicans are attacking people like Vivek Ramaswamy, how about you engage? Help these parents take a stand. Take a stand against racial discrimination. Take a stand against inappropriate sexual content for kids. Instead of, you know, pretending like the only thing you're required to do is keep your head down and not let anybody know what the secret knock is on the door of the very small meeting.
No doubt. These are extremely important issues. And I think everybody listening to the sound of her voice thinks discrimination is, a pretty serious issue. And it's going on in our schools.
When 62% of Americans recently surveyed said that they reject equity, 62%? Mm-hmm. You know, you've got a winning issue, is what I'm saying. Matt Kittle, thank you very much. Wisconsin Daily Star is where you can find the piece. And for the other story, this one is coming from Wisconsin right now. This is Jessica and McBride and Jim Pivovarczyk. You have a mom who complained to the principal of the Sun Prairie Elementary School that the principal himself was reading content to her child that was inappropriate for her age. About trans, of course. And instead of responding to the mom, who has the best interest of the child at heart and in her mind, Sun Prairie School District sent her a cease and desist letter. We're going to get more into that story on tomorrow's program. We'll take a quick break. Thanks very much to the Homesteader Store. Good people with the right stuff, Kubota, Ellis Tractor, and Cub Cadet. We'll be right back.